Hi, everybody. Well, today is our Monday program on BBS. We're on Station 1, and we're also on Station 1 on Wednesdays. And then we switch to Station 2 on Fridays and Saturdays. So, Elizabeth, what day is today?
Today, Ron, it's Monday. It's July 20th, and we would like to welcome everybody. And thanks again for joining us on the Healing Highway. And as Ron said, we are live tonight, and we will also be live on Wednesday, also on Station 1, but at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern. So back to you, Ron.
Yeah, if we ever come in dead, we're in deep doo-doo. So here we go. So let's do a clearing for the date today. So 7/20/2015. Here we go. Releasing that energy for this day. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do it some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's bring up the light beams, everybody. So bring up the light beams, and normally you would have three of them. Some people actually put four up, so that's up to you if you're computer savvy and you know how to do that. So whatever you have up on your monitor screen may only be one, or it could be three or more. We'll energize those. So which particular light beam will have three light picture? We'll have three light beams in each picture. So here we go, bringing them all forward. These are male energies. These are males because we're kind of in intense times here. So a little more horsepower. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So kind of a long time ago, somebody says, Ron, how come you have male light beams and female light beams? And what's the difference? And I said, well, the females kind of tell the males sort of what to do. The doctors are a lot of the male energies. And they come through on a few of the BBS shows here, and the energy is very strong in a sense, or intense. I normally like running more of the female energies when I'm on the BBS programs, but some of the initial ones that we may have had a long time ago, it will be the males coming through. The way you can tell is the males they may start to reprimand you just a little bit, sort of. They don't come up for air, and they just go from, you know, fact to fact to fact to fact to fact, and just telling you the way it is. And with the females, have a little more of that slightly softer energy. But they can come through pretty harsh, too, sometimes. But normally, they're just all peace energy. So it all depends what needs to be done with the planetary energies at that particular time. Remember, that we're on the internet, and this is going everywhere. And so that's why the show is actually on, to bring the energies to the planet here of peace. That's the goal of what we're doing. Fortunately, the aliens stepped in, and they have their own agenda. And hopefully they'll be leaving, because they shouldn't really be here, the ones that are not peaceful. So that's the way it's supposed to be. So let's do a clearing, I guess, for people's maybe emotions, upsetness, whatever has happened to you. And you could decide if it's today or not, and or maybe in the past. But just pick one particular situation, anxiety, trauma, you know, maybe you got your feelings hurt, or even pain energy. You know, we can release the pain, too. So here we go. Think of the one situation that you had, and we can clear one page out of your book of that situation. So here we go. Releasing the energy, and I'll use the word stronger to command the energy to do so. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So, Elizabeth, you have the floors. You got the show.
Okay. Thanks, Ron. And we did get a request for a anger sample clearing.
Okay. So basically think of, again, your situation that you had where you became angry, and we'll clear out that situation for you. Now, remember, the anger is what's probably on the very surface that you're dealing with, but what triggered the anger? So that's another process that you may want to go through, because, remember, there's always different layers of energies, but we'll clear away the anger that you had. So, you know, if somebody dented your car and you became angry, because the car is an extension of you, but you didn't feel it, but your poor car did, then you're probably angry, so you're angry at that person for doing that. But what's on your psychic billboard, okay? You know, they may have saw you, you know, 50 miles away on another consciousness level, maybe on another timeline, and they go, oh, man, I got to look for that red little car, you know, whatever, that little Honda or something, you know, it's only a year old, and I got to find that because I got this sole contract to put a dent in their door, and I'm hurrying up to get there before they leave. So anyway, if that happened to you, sad, but here we go. We'll clear away that energy. So one, this is anger energy, clearing it. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Here we go. Okie doke. Back to you.
Okay, great. That's really awesome, Ron, and everyone, I'm sure, appreciates that. I hope you were all thinking about your issues. I just wanted to welcome everybody again and thank you all for joining us today. And I have an announcement to make, and Ron is also very happy to announce this, that we have a new free sample healing available now on creationlightship.com, and it is on the left side underneath the healing login icon. There's a drop-down menu, and it says free sample healings. If you go to that, there's a new one there, and it is the fifth one down. It's called the Black Mist Fog Removal. And if you're listening to this on via phone or a mobile device and you would like to write down the address for that to check it out later, you can do so by going to creationlightship.com/blackmist.php. And that's creationlightship.com/blackmist.php. So it's a very powerful new clearing. Wondering if anybody has been on creationlightship.com, which I forgot to mention is Ron's homepage, and you can read all about Ron and the Creation Lightship and his work and what it does. And wondering if anybody has seen this and has already started to do it. And if you would like to write in and tell us how you've been using it, there is a space where you can write, this clearing is for. So you can put in your name. You can put in somebody else's name. And if you do the healing for someone else, they don't have to know about it because their spirit will always accept healing from the Creation Lightship no matter what. So if you want to do it for somebody, that's great. You can also probably do it for your town or your zip code. If you're doing it for a space, you can probably just, you know, put in your 5-digit zip code. And then the default timer is set to 600 minutes. So this would be a good one to run during the day while you're out. You could just put up your picture there. And Ron, I'm going to turn it over to you. I wonder if you want to say anything about this or talk a little bit more about it. Seems like a really powerful and useful clearing.
Yeah, at times, everybody's probably has seen this. Sometimes you're driving your car, and all of a sudden on the road you see this, like, spiderweb fog energy. It's not necessarily, you can kind of see through it, but kind of looks like looking through spider webs, and it's normally either dark, dark brown or black. You also see it in the sky off and on. I believe that same energy can come up and display itself when you have, you know, like bombs going off and things, you know, in war scenes. Sometimes all of a sudden your clouds turn color. You're looking up on the clouds. I know I have, where I am, not too many I'd say it's about 50-50 alien ships and real clouds up here. Normally you have a pre-animal cloud because they fight the aliens. So if you start seeing animals, figures, they're getting the aliens. But sometimes you can look up and you see, you know, your white clouds like normal. And one of those clouds out on is a dark color. And you go, what's going on with that one? Well, that's that energy. So that energy is, I believe, what you would call the Jinn energy. That was the stuff that was here a long time ago on this planet. And that's the negativity. Remember, the original or one of the alien gods, God aliens, we'll call it. You know, I think in the Bible it states that, you know, there was the fallen angels, right? And man, and that Jinn energy. And the Jinn energy controls everything here. So that's that consciousness. Probably maybe that's the original Matrix. Can't swear that to be true, but this energy is very, very, very bad to connect with if it's a hold of you. Or changes your consciousness. So anyway, this is why it's up, because it's needed to get this stuff off the planet to bring in less mind control. And I don't know who is in charge of it and or how it's being used by negative people here or just people who want to manipulate people, put it that way. So there may be some other alien counterpart. There is a new energy, which I found, I guess yesterday, or maybe the day before, but either day. And this is called, it was a blue death ray energy. And that energy was kind of strange because it would be an energy that would be shot at people. And this energy, I believe, is from the time of 2850. So it's a future energy that's coming to our planet now. And the way it sort of works, the way I saw it working anyway, was it would attach to somebody, go into somebody, and the person would become blue, turn blue, and then the person would kind of like be nuked. Another way of looking at it, just think of a balloon, and you're blowing the balloon up, and you start blowing it up with, say, an air compressor or even a tire, you know, on a car, and all of a sudden, you know, it turns blue, and you keep putting air into it when you shouldn't be, and then all of a sudden it explodes, and all of a sudden nothing is there. So it just disintegrates everything. Now, oddly enough, that energy has, in a sense, I believe, showed up back east in the state of New Jersey, on the New Jersey beaches. That's that energy that would be the jellyfish energy. And I think they have really long tentacles. And those tentacles turn blue. So I think they're bringing it in here. So, and they call it something about some type of death, or war energy, something like that. So that energy is there. You can probably Google it and check it out. But if you get stung by this particular alien creature, which they're calling a jellyfish, it can kill you. That's how potent that is. So we'll just see if we have anybody back east who has seen it and maybe heard the news reports, because you'd hear it probably in your state or maybe your town if you're by the beaches. But if you're not there, you're probably not going to know about it. So that we're working with too. And so two different energies. The black mist, you want to get out of here. And you see that in movies. Remember the movie, was it Longoliers? Is that what it is? One of the old Stephen King movies. A lot of the old alien movies and this sci-fi ones, they would say, oh, something's coming, you know. They don't know what it is. And then they start looking out, and sure enough, there's like this sandstorm coming or cloud energy coming, rolling on the earth, coming closer and closer. And then, you know, they need to evacuate to get away from it. Well, that's that energy. So we've known about it for a long time in movies. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's the Langoliers, Ron. And that was, I think, a Stephen King book and also a movie. And, Ron, could you clarify, I didn't catch the name of the, did you say Jinn energy?
I think it's G-I-N-N, yeah.
G-I-N-N, okay.
Yeah, that's the very evil energy that was brought here by the alien gods, or God, whatever one it was in the Bible that was writing about it. So I think it might be Old Testament stuff.
Okay.
So whatever alien came through as that God energy that people worship, that's what they brought in to probably keep people in alignment. That was probably the policing energy that was here.
So it's kind of like crowd control for people.
Yeah, that'd be good crowd control. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Okay. That's very informative and also great to learn about that blue death ray. I wonder if anyone back east has heard of that. Maybe we'll get some input here. You can contact us by using the fast chat feedback on Creation Lightship via our BBS radio homepage, bbsradio.com/creationlightshiphealings, as well as creationlightship.com. At the top, there is a link directly to the chat. So feel free to email us or jot down your questions for the black mist energy, blue death ray energies, or any of the other things Ron just mentioned. It's interesting because that is something that seems to be really helpful that you can do in order to clear that black mist out of here. So that's great we have that tool. And I should also mention that if you are using this clearing and you're finding it helpful, please feel free to donate. Donations are greatly appreciated. They keep all of the free clearings free. So if you would like to and you're brand new just listening, you can donate via PayPal on the clearing page itself, creationlightship.com/blackmist, as well as through the BBS Radio Creation Lightship homepage. So thank you so much. And I guess, Ron, we should maybe get into some listener questions and start talking about those. Oh, I also did get a sample clearing request for the emotion of dread, if
okay.
You feel like doing that.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
So, if you have any energies on that, think of your situation. Here we go. So, one, two, kind of like blocking at the bit, huh? One, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I guess the dread energy would be something that you don't want to contract with because you know that it's going to be harmful to you. So you know that program is there, and you don't really want to touch it any longer. As you know, it caused you pain or harm or something. So hopefully we're not dealing with dread energies too much here.
Yeah, and if you are dealing with that, what would you recommend, Ron, if someone has an unspecified feeling of foreboding or dread? Would you just do a special clearing, or would you timeline crash those feelings, or how could you help to clear that out?
Yeah, well, if you're dealing with dread energies, is it on your psychic billboard, you know? Is it a reoccurring event, barcode, number two? Okay, number three, timeline crashes could help that. It just feels like a victim type of clearing, you know, like you're a victim to something and you dread doing it. Maybe you dread going to work every day. So then I would suggest getting a different job. One that you can enjoy, because you're here to create. Okay, that's the whole thing. You're here to create something to use your spirit energy for creation. And if you're not doing that and you're dreading going to work, because naturally, you know, that's an eight-hour time, unless you're way out driving, you know, in L.A. and stuff, people drive, 4 hours, typically 2 hours to work, 2 hours back, or if they live a long ways away, they in a motel or something, and they drive to their house in some other town where it's costs less money. I mean, it's when you hear about these lifestyles, you go, wow. Plus gridlock and everything else. But,
yeah.
You know, I guess you could dread gridlock, but, you know, the whole thing is you need to make a choice. So what is the choice? Do you choose to be in freedom, which is peace, energy, or do you want to be jumping around on the emotional bandwagon here of stuff? And you're always a choice. Some people get locked into not having choices. They don't think they have any more choices. But, you know, you need to look see what you can do to make your life better. The clearings can definitely help you. Maybe the clearings are what's needed to get you to move out of your current situation. We talk about that with the earth grid lines and stuff. That can keep you pinned down into maybe your, you know, maybe a half a mile radius or something, you know. But the whole thing is you really shouldn't dread too much, because the dread is a program that the aliens want you to have. So that would be timeline crashing. You know, that's another way to get rid of it. Systematic barcode, you know, or systematic, whatever it is, systematic event or something, kind of a tricky name. But anyway, the barcode, maybe even self-empowerment might be good for you to see what's going on. But the whole thing is, if you are dreading something, then you got to figure out how to get rid of it. And you shouldn't be living in dread. I just wonder how that relates to dreadlocks. Any idea?
How it relates to gridlock, Ron, did you say?
Yeah, dreadlocks, people's hair.
Oh, dreadlocks, yes, like the hair, yes.
So why would they call it dreadlocks? Do you dread your hair? You know, I don't know.
There's like, it's so funny you mentioned that. There's like a whole, I was just reading about this not too long ago. There's like a whole history of why people have them. I don't really know what the history is. There was some kind of story where someone said that white people shouldn't have dreadlocks, and it was like disrespectful, and I remember reading about this, but I don't know what the why it would be considered disrespectful or what the cultural attachments are of that. I don't really know. It seems to be a type of thing that like shamans do. I'm not sure. If anybody knows, that would be great to write in and let us know.
Yep.
I never really even thought about that. But yeah, why would you want to have dread attached to your head? Very interesting.
Yeah, so it's always good to look at those words. Whatever words you hear about, you know, I often wonder in the Constitution they talk about inalienable rights. So you're inalien, right? You're inalien, you know, with their rights. Am I correct at that? Why don't you say that yourself, Elizabeth?
Inalien-enabled rights?
Yeah, that's
terrifying.
Yeah, that's my idea. You know, I heard that the first time. I go, what? What is this here, you know? So, anyway, maybe we got somebody out there who's a scholar who can tell us what it's supposed to mean.
Oh, inalienable rights. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the definition
kind of
like is natural
together,
rights.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of like flirt it together, you know, like...
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. It's like being half pregnant, you know. You don't, you know, they're giving you a scenario here of a word that when you say it fast enough, but just you think of something else, you know. But anyway, I won't get into that, but...
Yeah, that could be a whole other show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No. Somebody's asking on the fast chat feedback, is it a good idea to run the new Black Mist clearing 24/7?
Yes. I would say if you have computer space, you know, maybe you're one of those people that you know, are fortunate to maybe buy a used, you know, $50, $100 laptop, and you have one running, and you can find another one. Yeah, I'd run that one continuous, because I think we'll get a lot of comments within the next month on how beneficial that one has been, because that's the original older program that's probably here in the Matrix. It might be the original Matrix Energy. And if anybody else out there listening has seen sci-fi shows where they have that fog coming in or the densities, you can just think about it. You're looking up and you see this thing coming to you like a big ocean wave, you know, of something, and it terrifies you because it's maybe like 2 miles high or something. Or you look up in your clouds and you see one black cloud and you go, what the hell, what's that thing, you know? Why is it black? You know, what's it doing up there? All the other ones are a different color. Well, guess what? Oh. Back to you.
Yep. So looking forward to everybody's feedback and thoughts on how to use this new clearing. And once again, if you're just joining us, that is a new clearing Ron has up called Black Mist Fog Removal, and it is available for free for your use on creationlightship.com. So, Ron, getting back to the topic at hand, what we were just talking about with barcodes and patterns, I think it would be very useful to observe your patterns, which could also be known as perhaps your default settings. Like when you get a new computer and it's just kind of like a clean slate, or it has these default settings or default programs. So you really have to look at what are your default programs. You know, these programs that you've come with, mind looping, barcodes, and observe them and decide, well, what barcodes are you running? What programs are you running? And by using the clearings, that is when you can have a breakthrough and you can get free of this matrix energy and you can start creating new life for yourself, which is kind of what Ron was saying, in that you have a choice between freedom and peace versus getting on the emotional bandwagon. So you kind of have to, like, defrag yourself and basically just, you know, treat these programs and barcodes as you would kind of debugging a computer or cleaning up your hard drive. You have to get them out of your life. And when you do that, your life will change and you'll be able to create something new. And also, Ron, I thought it was interesting when you were speaking, because I was thinking about recently observing people in familiar situations or family members or friends who haven't been doing the creation lightship work, or they don't know anything about the emotional timelines that they're connected to. And watching them and observing them is very interesting now, because it's almost like watching strangers, these people that you knew your whole life with these same stories, and they're still riding that emotional bandwagon. It's very interesting.
Yeah, that could be very sad, yes. Uh-huh.
Yes, it is also very sad.
Yeah. People don't know what they're doing, you know, and you know they just keep having the same patterns. So you need to change your program to get out of a program. You don't really have to change one. You want to get rid of the program so that you can be freed up and be in peace. So that's the whole process, is how to get peaceful. And that's why we have clearings, to release the alien energies from you, which are programs. And that's the whole thing. What program are you on today? You know, if you're in the now, then you're out of the programs. They can still be with you, but you're not running one. So your buttons, you see that you have, that's what we talk about, people's buttons. The buttons now activate a program. So how many buttons do you have out there? And what's your biggest button? You know, what's your biggest experience, or what are you dealing with this month? And what did you deal with last month? Is it the same, or is it different energy? So you need to kind of realize that and find out what's going on and see if you can change that. Because it'll just be copy and paste it over and over again throughout your life. Remember, that's the old saying, history repeats itself. And, yeah, that's true. You know, everything's already created, and that history just keeps coming around. So they'll copy and paste everything from the past, you know, and they probably decide what they got the most energy out of. So that's the whole unfortunate process. And when you start looking at the way the aliens control people, when you really catch on, then you go, wow, and these guys are geniuses to do all this stuff. There's no way out, you know. That's why we have clearing, you know, gets you out of those sets. But if you didn't have those clearings, that's why you're still here. You haven't done them, you know, in the past. So that's the whole process. You have hope this time, right now. If you feel hopeless, if you have a hopeless clearing, if you feel like throwing up, realizing that you're controlled by aliens and you don't like that, well, that's the facts of life. Look at your parents, your grandparents, and everybody else that you know, all your friends, and you know that they're in programs. Just look at them. So back to you.
Yeah, that's true. And the clearing that Ron mentioned, all of the clearings that Ron mentioned are on the creationlightship.com, and you can use the search box to search for a healing, and just email if you're having trouble finding one, just email clsquestions@yahoo.com if you have any, you know, questions, and myself or one of the other co-hosts will get back to you. So moving on, Ron, I guess we could go to some more questions. We have quite a few of them, and someone was wondering what you or the other listeners have been helped by. If they see, for example, they keep seeing a certain number. So I think on the last show we talked a little bit about this, and somebody did mention that they were using one of the free clearings, and I believe it was the alien tracking barcode removal, and that seemed to work. And I don't know if you have any other input on that, Ron, for seeing a specific number.
Well, you could do the initially we put up the NATO clearing. That gets rid of letters and numbers that are used all the time, like your name. And name, maybe your address. You know, I don't know how often people move, okay? So, you know, I would think typically when people talk, the people mention that they have lived, like, in their or maybe 20 years. You know, they all the school friends are living there. So you've been stuck in one place for 20 years, and maybe your parents are still there. Maybe they paid their house off with their large mortgage that they had, maybe a 30-year mortgage or something, and now their house is, in a sense, free to them without the payments. But you don't want to live there any longer because you want to move out. So you have a history now of, say, 20 years in one house. Well, right away, what's attached to you? The house address? Did your parents change your phone number? They probably have the same old phone number for 20 years, so that's attached to you. You know, you have other things attached, maybe your school that you went to. You know, name of the school, maybe the address of the school, your house address. Maybe you joined some activity, I don't know, 4-H club or Boy Scout, Girl Scouts, things like this. Maybe some other type of thing that puts you into rituals and practices, and you had to swear allegiance or an oath to something. You know, all these things are tracking. So that's how they get you. So the NATO clearing is what you put those words into to help eliminate that, including the date that you're, you know, living on. If you were in a car accident or something awful happened on a certain day, in a certain month, and then you're finding that you're approaching that time and you're getting very anxious, you know, 5 years later, maybe it's going to reoccur as a copy and paste in 5 years, and that date's approaching. So put that date in. You may be able to put in the future date. That's a possibility there. Okay, you could try it. Normally we work on the past, from in the now going into the past, because the past creates your future. You can also maybe use the free clearing also, which may not be as potent, we'll say, as the nasal clearing, but it will work as far as keywords. So keywords are what you see all the time. So let's just think of some keywords that people see. You know, I'll just name some names here. You have like, you know, banks of like Bank of America. That's a keyword. And then they, you know, Wells Fargo is another one. Chase Bank. Those are all, these are all keywords. You have stores, you know, whatever stores you have in your area. Sears used to be a really big keyword. And that's how they attach to you as you bring these up in conversations. So anyway, just think of what you use a lot all the time. So, and time is definitely a keyword. And so is breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And whatever other words you have, some of the songs give you wonderful keywords. You might repeat a phrase over and over and over again to attach you to some alien timeline. So the whole thing is get off of this stuff and to clear that out so that when you do hear that particular word, you're off of that timeline with that particular energy or and company. So back to you, Elizabeth. Do you have anything to add on that?
Yeah, just one thing, Ron. The listener could try putting in numbers, the numbers that they keep seeing, into the remove portion of the psychic billboard clearing. I think another listener suggested that putting names of people courting you in their work, so why not numbers? So that could be a potential thing to try.
That's good.
And, you know, keep us posted and let us know how it works out. And I don't know if anybody else has any suggestions. You can use the fast chat feedback to let us know. So the next question is a listener who is thanking you for the 8-hour healing intensive on Sunday. And I should mention Ron does these every month. It's a series of 8-hour conference calls, which are all-day healings. You are taken on board the Creation Lightship for various physical healings, as well as the Ascension Prep Call, which is also done every month, and you can find out more about that at creationlightship.com right at the top. And they wrote that all the work you did was phenomenal, in particular on the shoulders. I had a level 10 pain in my shoulder. By the end of the call, it was down to a 1 with comfort and mobility.
Very good. Very, very good.
Okay. So that's great. That's just one of the ways you can use the 8-hour calls. And here's someone else. I would also like to mention this is a free clearing, the Gray Skies Environmental Timeline Crash Removal. So this listener wrote, the area where we live is experiencing a major drought. A couple of days ago, the skies were thick and heavy, and it looked like rain was right there but being held back. I also saw a black saucer-shaped cloud hovering.
Mm-hmm.
Put gray skies clearing on. This is probably before we had the black mist. I put the gray skies clearing on and notified the light beings to eliminate all alien ship clouds and leave rain clouds. We need rain. Within 5 minutes, the ship cloud was gone. Within another 15 minutes, it started to rain and rained steadily for hours. Since then, I have been running the environmental imbalance timeline crash 24/7. It has rained again and looks like it may rain again today. I plan on continuously running the environmental imbalance timeline crash. Thank you for these tools to help deal with the manipulated weather.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah, and I just want to mention again. Go ahead, Ron.
I might see in the testimonials because, you know, there are people that are listening who are skeptical. For myself being in the moment, I know they're going to work. And then each time I hear something that somebody has some wonderful results on something, you know, it's just great to hear, you know. But I expect that for everything. But it is nice to hear people talking about it. and how it can really change your reality just by having a computer and clicking on something. And believe me, a lot of the people at the expos, they don't know what I'm doing. You know, they're very skeptical. They don't understand it. They maybe have tried doing something themselves for what we're doing on the website and hasn't worked. And it's quite interesting. So anyway, it's very nice to have those clearings up to help the Earth get back into balance and to get rid of the alien agendas that are here. That's what we're doing, is getting rid of those so we can have some true peace here. So back to you.
Yeah, that's very true. And I think if you are skeptical and you're listening, you could just try it for yourself. There's no risk involved. And, you know, in the beginning, you really don't have to spend any money, because Ron has, gosh, I think about a dozen free samples that you can try, as well as doing the audio samples like the Mind to Heart Drop and the Be Here in the Now exercises. So, you know, even if you run it on somebody else and then observe the differences in that person, on a loved one, or maybe on somebody that doesn't have a lot of emotional stuff, like, you know, a child or a younger person, that's also a good idea. So, like I said earlier, all of the clearings will come to you and your spirit will accept them no matter what, because it's all source energy, which is the energy that you were created from. So the other thing I wanted to mention, Ron, was the web addresses for the gray skies and the environmental imbalance. So gray skies is creationlightship.com/grayskies.php. And the environmental imbalance is creationlightship.com/envimbalance.php. And this is just in case you would like to check those out if you don't have a computer in front of you right now and you'd like to go directly to those healings and try them out. Ron, just out of curiosity, this doesn't come up very often, and it's kind of almost unheard of in our society today. But what does somebody do if they don't have a computer?
I have a few people that have mentioned that, you know, maybe a few, which should probably be three, I think. Okay, so what do? You're listening to the radio. You don't have a computer. Maybe you're afraid the energy is going to hit you from the computer, so you're afraid of that. And there are people who don't like electronics, so, I do understand, you know, their concerns with that. But maybe you're just an older person, and, you know, computers have been around, you know, for a long time. So typically you probably should have had one for the last maybe 20 years, but you haven't. And maybe even before that, we'll just say 20 years. And that's when, like, Windows 95 came out. Before that, it was something else, but we won't get into dating things. But anyway, so you're there and you go, you know, I just never got involved. Well, and maybe you're 70 years of age, you go, I just don't get this. Well, remember, there's people out there who are probably retired who help create maybe computer programs, or they dealt with computers, and you can just probably go to your senior center, if you go there, libraries, you know, and ask somebody, say, hey, I need to get on a computer to do some stuff here, and I don't know how to do it, and can you help me? Well, they might know, and if the person, you know, like most people, I guess not myself, but we'll just say most people, I think my computer is about 10 years old. But, you know, people do get new ones all the time. So, and they may have, you know, they're ready to throw it away and just say, hey, can I get a computer? Now, your only drawback is that, you go, you know, maybe I can't afford to have, you know, my telephone line with a modem on it to get the computer working. So maybe your neighbor has a computer and just say, you know, can I pay you $5 a month or $10 to tap into your line? That could be a possibility. Some people are would not like that, but maybe that could work. Maybe you're in an apartment complex and your neighbor's good friends, and you can say, yeah, what's your code to get into your wireless network? You know, And it could probably work on your computer, you know, if they do that for you. It should work unless there's an area, maybe it only goes 200 feet or something. But if you're in that zone, that'll work. You know, coffee houses have wireless. Motels have wireless. So, you know, you could, you know, be creative and find out how to work it and take your little car, your big car, and, you know, you can buy one of those 12-volt inverters for, say, $20-$30, plug it into your cigarette lighter, and then plug your computer into that, and voila, you're set up. And get on and do your clearing. So, you know, everybody should be able to get on. If not, I am sure if you really need some help, if you've mailed something to clsquestions.com, you know, clsquestions@yahoo.com, I mean, maybe we can set you up with somebody who may want to charge something to help you out with doing clearings for yourself. That could be a possibility, too. I'm just throwing that out. So, you know, if you're one of those people who just can't do it, you know, other people could do it for you. So that's basically it. Just look around, you know, and ask your friends. I'm sure that everybody, maybe you're the only one out of 100 people that don't have a computer. And your friends say, gee, I'm on mine all the time, you know. So there's really no excuse. Even if you're afraid of the electronics on it and stuff, you know, somebody else could do it for you. You know, if you're afraid of energetic attacks or something, or the frequencies of the computer monitor screen or radiation or whatever. But anyway, I guess back to you, Elizabeth. So there's always a way to do that.
Yeah, and also we have all those great YouTube tutorials if you are new to doing the clearings, or maybe you just got a new computer and you have no idea what we're talking about. So be sure to check out the Creation Lightship on YouTube. And that, I think there one of our listeners did some tutorials on how to physically actually run the clearing. It's very easy. And once you get the hang of it, I think the whole journey of also finding out how to do that for yourself would be self-empowering. And that's the whole point of these clearings, is that you have to empower yourself and you have to be self-empowered in order to do them if you really do want to get these programs and barcodes off of you.
Okay. Yeah, and if you do get a laptop, remember, once the clearing is running on your computer, you do not need to be on the Internet any longer. So once it's running, let's just say that you're brand new and you want to do, let's just say, you know, five of the free clearings, and then you want to do maybe a couple of the whole lifetime ones. So you pay for those, you get the code, you go to your friend's house or the coffee house or whatever, you know, you get your Wi-Fi hooked up. And you get on the computer, and then you could probably put them on your desktop. You got to run each one of them, or ask for some help. But once they're on your computer, and you don't take them off, or you don't close the page, you don't turn your computer off, you leave the page up. You don't do anything with the page. It's already in your computer's memory, and it's running. So you can leave those. You know, let's say you had five of the free clearings up. You can leave those all on there. You can pause them, and you can start them up. You can change the time on them, but you cannot change the page. So, you know, try that and get your feet wet and just make sure that it works for you that way. Because once you're loaded on your computer, you do not need Internet. Okay? It's already there. And you can put those five clearings up, plug your computer in your house, and, you know, put them for maybe 9999 minutes or something like that, and let it run. And you have to leave the light beam up for each clearing. So, you know, I don't know how to make smaller light beams. Maybe you have four light beams up on your screen or whatever.
Well, and also, Ron, a lot of the TVs now are smart TVs, so you don't even really need a computer to go on the Internet. You can do it on the TV. You know, with your remote control, you don't even have to have a computer. You can just go to the Internet on your TV. It just, you know, everything's wireless now. And somebody else mentioned that libraries have free wireless, too. So if you do have one of the newer TVs, you could probably use that.
But I think you need a modem, don't you, for the...
Yeah, I think you would need a modem, but I'm not sure about, like, the satellite dishes and stuff like that. Like, if you have Dish or if you have, what's the other one, DirecTV. I think you can browse the web on your TV because, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong about that, but I'm not sure how, I'm not sure if that works. But then you have these subscription services like Netflix, which do run through the TV, and I know that's web-based. So maybe you would have to get, like, a modem, but you wouldn't necessarily have to have a computer for that.
That's good, yeah. So anyway, that's what you do, everybody. So let's, we got about 3 minutes left, I think.
Oh, my God.
What can we do? Do we have any comments coming in or anything?
We do, and there are so many questions here that we didn't really have a chance to get to. I did get somebody who has been running the Alien Black Mist for over 600 minutes. Would you like to hear what they had to say?
Oh, wow, yeah, sure. Let's go ahead. Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, so they ran the Alien Black Mist healing this morning for over 600 minutes. What they write, what I felt within the first 15 minutes was a release of the subtle dissatisfaction, frustration, and resentment that's been simmering inside me for months. Although I tried to repress it, as things are dandy in my own life, it was just there, getting on my nerves. A giant release of emotion over nothing in particular made me realize how much better I felt with this clearing, running it without other clearings on so I could experience its effects. It was a powerful release of simmering, insidious negativity that I am glad to be rid of. Thanks, Ron. I am sending a donation.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's great. That's great. Yeah, it just got put up, so...
And it also kind of relates to what you were talking about earlier with the dread, Ron, and how, you know, you shouldn't really have that emotion. So
yeah.
Maybe this will help with people that are experiencing that, this sense of, like, dread or foreboding.
Uh-huh.
That is really nonspecific and undefined. So that's great.
Yeah. What I talked about earlier, too, just kind of interrupting here a little bit, the words, those key words, there's words inside of words. You know, and so take the words apart and do clearings on those individual words. And then also, if you want to know what the word means, you know, get out your dictionary and maybe go three words above and three words below the word that you're looking up. And it'll give you a good clue of what that word really means. But anyway... It's good to look at things that way because sometimes they will bring words in which have a really negative meaning, but it sounds great, you know? And you don't realize that until you break the word apart. So, anyway, and that's affecting you. So back to you.
Okay, great. And we did get a request earlier. I know we only have like a minute left, not even. But we did get a request earlier for you to close our crown chakras. Ron, I don't know if you would like to do that or if you want to end just with the mind-to-heart drop.
Yeah, I'll close the crown chakra. So here we go. That shouldn't be open because of the jellyfish energy. So
okay.
Just kind of relate that to the beginning of the show where you talked about the blue, what was it? The blue something, boy. Anyway. Here we go. Crown chakra being closed. I'm in the moment. So it's hard to go back, you know, an hour ago. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Your crown chakra is closed now. And death ray, yeah. Blue death ray. And now we'll do the mind to heart drop. So here we go. You have to command your spirit out loud. If you don't command it out loud, you're not doing the exercise. If you think it, forget it. You're still in darkness. So here we go. Commanding your spirit out loud, you can whisper it to bring the thoughts inside of your head into your heart. So here we go. Then it's neutralized, and you're in peace. So dropping down, and I do this exercise, commanding the energy three times, counting from 10 to 1 backwards, like an elevator dropping down. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, thank you, blessings, and hope you're all feeling wonderful, and do that free clearing. Tell your friends, too. If you know any other CLS members out there, maybe they're not listening to this program, give them a call. Send them an email. So bye, everybody, and let us know how it's doing. Maybe we can talk about it on Wednesday. Thank you. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes and BBS. Bye, everyone.